It's Rideshare Sean again. And let's see, right now I'm headed to Pinellas County to drive for Uber for the day. So today I'm gonna just go over real quick what I do every day. Well, every day that I drive anyway. First thing I do is, of course, wake up, and that's a good thing. Go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, and then after I'm done brushing my teeth, then I put my back brace on and go out and ride the Peloton for 20 minutes. That usually makes me sweaty or out of breath or both or one or the other or whatever. And after I ride the Peloton for 20 minutes, I get in the shower. Now this shower in the morning, I actually use soap. I think my mother gave me a $50 bill earlier this year and I went to the $1.25 tree. Shampoo, body wash, and deodorant for a year. So I put that under the sink. So in the morning I use shampoo and body wash and when I'm in the shower, and then I get out and use deodorant. And then I go out and I fill my plastic cup up with RO water. I have an RO filter, a 5-stage, that filters the tap water. And cools it. So when that comes out, out filtered and chilled, so I fill up my cup, my clear cup with it, then I wait, the chiller, dispenser thing, to fill and chill, and so in that 10 minutes, I do the upside app thing, and I choose what gas station I'm going to. Now there is a gas station today. Oh yeah, today is the 20th of August, 2023, and it is 10:54 a.m. right now. So, today, there is a 25-cent per gallon thing that they're giving back on Clearwater Beach, which is way north. So, I mean, it's still in Pinellas County, but I'm going to negate that. I'm going to the BP on 41st. After the 12 cents is given back to me, gas is $3.15 a gallon. That's what it's going to cost me. That's a pretty good deal. I mean, there's a lot of other places that are like, that one place up in Clearwater Beach that was given 25% back, it was at Speedway, 25 cents back per gallon. And after the 25 cents was given back, it's only gas $3.63 a gallon. That's a pretty good deal. So, like, that always takes a different amount of time. Usually about 3 to 5 minutes, but sometimes it takes up the whole 10 minutes. But whatever. So after the 10 minutes is up, then I fill up the Yeti. And it's like, it's a Rambler, so it's 64 ounces, which is like a half of a US gallon. And I fill that up with chilled RO water. I put it in my backpack, which is an East pack that I got from, I watched on YouTube. It was like, it's black, but it's like, it's the bigger East pack one, and it's like $260 for a backpack. That's a lot of scratch I've had in a couple of years. It works pretty good. And of course, my laptop's in there, and a change of clothes, and pretty much everything I need. So after that 10 minutes is up, after I fill up the Yeti Rambler, then I go out in Ruby and I put my backpack down and I bring my clear cup and the camera, this camera that I use to shoot these videos with is my dash cam and it's connected to my windshield. So it has a microphone in it and it has a camera that records outside the vehicle and a camera that records inside the vehicle also. That's why it has a microphone. There are dash cams that just record outside the vehicle and they don't have microphones on them. And this camera that I have is a Vanture camera. The product itself is really good. The company is, that owns it or that makes, that invents this product is based in China. And I've talked with them on the phone, I worked with them a little bit, and the company itself is horrible, but the product is really good. And this product does, when it comes, I bought it from Amazon, when it comes, it does not come with an SD card, a micro SD card, so you gotta buy one of them also. And now they got a 4K dash cam, Vanture does. Now, I mean, there is like the rear camera, it actually attaches to the back rear window, and I don't know, I haven't really looked at it, if it connects with a wire or wireless to that back camera, I have no idea. I really don't know too much about the new camera, I just know that it's 4K, and because 4K, when I look at it, it doesn't have the kind of, it's not worth working. I mean, yes, like, people want to look at and see 4K footage, of course, but it's huge. And it takes up about quadruple the space, I don't know, that HD does. So, I have the camera that I have is an N2 Pro. It does HD at 30 frames per second. Not 29.97, 30 frames per second. So that's what I use, and it differentiates the outside and inside files, and it names them the time that they started recording, which is cool. So, like, for all the footage that I want is the A footage, the footage of the outside of the vehicle, but I also want audio at the same time, so the A files are the files outside the vehicle, and they all have audio in them as well. That's pretty cool. So, that's what I record these videos on every day. It's like, I record the videos going to Pinellas on this camera, and wherever it is that I do my last ride, wherever I drop the customer off, or the rider off last. But I use this cam for everything, for all that. And it's pretty good because, like, the inside and outside footage that it records are in MP4 format, and my video editor likes that a lot. So, that's what I use. And usually when I drive home at the end of the day, I reserve that time for learning. So I usually, you know, like, I'll have a book, I'll play a book back, but lately I've been listening to a lot of Luke Combs. So today is Sunday, my favorite day of the week, because for the next 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, I don't drive for Uber. I still work, but I don't drive for Uber. And on Sundays at night, I eat a couple grass-fed steaks. Now, what is important to me is that I get those. That's what I do every Sunday. I get those. And what I want to do is I want to get those down to zero, as close to zero as possible. Because I like them, but they don't. Red meat is just not something that should be all the time. So, what I do is when I go shopping, which will be tomorrow, I go every Monday or Tuesday, depending on when the money comes in. But, I buy a steak or two for the next week. So if they have a Wagyu grass-fed steak, I'll pay $20 for a single steak. And it's usually around like 8 or 10 ounces or whatever. But that one is less, and it's better. You know, the steak itself is more tender and it tastes better. Yeah. But really, it's one steak instead of two. Like, if they don't have Wagyu, then I'll just get two grass-fed ribeyes. But if they have a Wagyu steak, that works for me. And the user freeze-by date has to be within a week or 6 days. So if that all works, then I'll grab a Wagyu steak instead of two. This is the Skyway Bridge that I go over every day before I drive. So right now, I'm headed to the BP on 16th Street and 41st Avenue.